Another very important area that needed to be worked out was the combinatorics. Of course, if you're going to be making an array with 500,000 or with 1 million different features on it, with a different strand of DNA in each spot, you can't afford, from a manufacturing way, to use 500,000 or 1 million steps to do this. And so we came up with some very elegant combinatorial chemistry techniques that allows us to actually make many, many compounds in very, very few chemical steps. And so it was really this union of photolithography, synthetic chemistry, as well as the idea of how life uses combinatorial building blocks to build diversity that we used in order to build the so-called DNA chip.